Well, thank you, Alistair, for leading us in time of worship.
谢谢 Alistair 带领我们崇拜。
Well, before we take up the Lord's word this evening, we want to specially pray for Mr. Tan.
今天傍晚在我们学习上帝话语之前，我们要特别为 Mr. Tan 而祷告。
Mr. Tan is Ping Hui's father-in-law.
Mr. Tan 是我的岳父。
He is going for a heart procedure this coming week.
他这个星期会进行一项那个心脏手术了。
One of his valves is need of some repair.
他的心脏的泵需要修补。
So, he will be going for a operation this coming week.
这个星期他会动手术了。
And we want to specially pray for him that the Lord would watch over him.
我们要特别的为他祷告，希望上帝照顾他。
Well, let's go to God in prayer before we take up the Lord's word.
我们学习上帝话语之前，让我们祷告吧。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to pray and thank you for being our God and one who watches over us.
我们恩慈的上帝，我们感谢您看顾我们。
We pray, Lord, that you would indeed specially be with Mr. Tan.
我们祈求，希望您特别的与 Mr. Tan 同在。
We pray, Lord, that even as he goes for an operation,
我们祈求当他动手术的时候，
we pray that you will be with the doctors to grant them your wisdom to help Mr. Tan.
我们祷告，求您赐给医生们智慧。
We pray for your grace and your mercy to be upon him.
我们求您的恩典怜悯加在他身上。
And we pray that you will continue to watch over him.
我们祷告，希望您继续的照顾他。
And that you will be with the family through this time also.
也在这段时刻的时候与家人们同在。
We pray that you will also be with us even as we study your words together.
也当我们一起学习您的话语的时候，你与我们同在吧。
May we find a deeper appreciation for our Lord Jesus Christ.
以便我们更加的能够体会我们的主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this evening, before we consider this idea of being alive with Christ,
今天傍晚，当我们还没有考虑在主里面复活的时候，
we want to consider the Lord Jesus as one who gives life.
我们要考虑到主耶稣赐给我们生命的。
So this month, we will be studying from the book of John concerning the Lord Jesus Christ as the giver of life.
这个月份我们会学习约翰五章，学习主耶稣如何赐给我们生命。
And we want to explore this gospel and to understand so much more about the Lord Jesus and how he gives life to men.
我们要更加的来探讨这个福音。
So let me begin by considering the dual purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as Judge.
我们要来考虑主耶稣的两个地位，他是一个救赎主，也是一个审判官。
So firstly, let's consider Christ as Savior.
我们来考虑一下，基督是我们的救主。
Let's turn to John 3, verse 17.
让我们翻到约翰第三章第十七节吧。
So this is his first purpose in coming into this world, and it's to be savior of the world.
他降世的第一个目的就是救赎人。
We read in verse 17, For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world,But that the world through him might be saved.
十七节说到，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
So this has to do with the first coming of Christ.
这跟基督第一次降世有关联。
His first coming, he came with the purpose to save.
他第一次的来临是要拯救的。
Salvation came through the Lord Jesus Christ.
救恩通过主耶稣基督来到。
Christ came to save us of our sin and to save us from judgment.
基督来把我们从罪恶中拯救，免受审判。
There is the forgiveness of sin through His blood.
通过他的血赦免了我们。
There is the redemption of Christ that is given to us.
基督给了我们赎罪了。
Now it's so wonderful to be able to celebrate the Lord's table this evening and remember what the Lord Jesus did for us when He shed His blood for all of us.
能够领受今天傍晚的圣餐多么好，回想到他替我们赎罪了。
You know, it's so wonderful to know what it means to be saved.
能够晓得我们受拯救多么好。
You know, I came across a story about a man in Australia. His name is James Harrison.
我看过这个故事，关于澳洲的一个这个人叫 James Harrison 的故事。
When he was 14 years old, he had a major chest operation.
他14岁的时候就动了一个极大的胸口的手术。
And he needed 5 liters of blood.
他需要15公升的血。
And you know he was deeply appreciated of that.
他领悟到了。
So when he became older, he began to donate blood.
他很感激，所以他年纪大后，他就开始捐血了。
Now then he began to discover there was something interesting about his blood.
后来他们发觉到他的血液有点特别的。
The plasma.That he donated blood plasma had strong antibodies.
这个血清呢，它有抗体的。
And they discovered that with these antibodies, this blood plasma, they can develop a product that is going to help those unborn childs that were still in the womb of pregnant women, and the product can actually save them.
他们发觉到他的这个抗体、啊、能够提炼出一个、能够拯救还未诞生婴儿的性命。
You know, and he was encouraged to donate this plasma as a result.
他备受鼓励，更加的要捐出这些血清。
So since 1957, he's been donating blood.
所以他自从1957年就开始一直的捐血了。
He has donated 1,000 times.
他已经捐了1,000次的血了。
And it is calculated through his blood, the medical people have been able to save 2.5 million babies as a result.
那些医疗界的人士、啊、推测他的血了救活了2,500,000的那个婴儿。
And that's pretty amazing.
那是非常惊叹的。
But that's what a man can do, one man.
这个一个人能够办得到的事。
But when you look at the Lord Jesus Christ and what He came to do, He came to save the world.
我们来看主耶稣基督降世做什么呢？他来拯救世人。
And it's amazing for us to appreciate what Christ came to do. This was His first purpose to save the world.
他就是他的第一个使命，就是拯救世人。
Well, let's turn to John 5 now.
那我们现在翻到约翰第五章了。
And to those who have faith, Christ can be that savior.
那些对基督有信的，可以，他会成为他们的救主。
So in John 5 verse 24, we read, Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me.
我们在约翰五章第24节里读到，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话，又信差我来者，就有永生。
Has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment.But has passed from death into life.
就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
You know, this is a wonderful verse to study.
这是一段很美好的圣经节的。
To see how when we have faith in the Lord through the listening of His word, we have Christ as our Savior.
通过听上帝的话语，我们能够得到基督成为我们的救主的。
So each week when we come and listen to the word of God, that word can generate faith in us.
我们每个星期来听上帝的话的时候，可以在我们心中产生这股信的。
The Lord says to those who will hear His word, and he will believe in Him who sent me.
上帝告诉我们，听他的话，相信他的人。
It's so wonderful to be able to have this wonderful understanding concerning Christ as our Savior.
多么的好，如果能够明白基督是我们的救主这个道理。
Verse 24, it says, "And you will have everlasting life."
而且你将会有永生的。
And shall not come into judgment.
不至于定罪。
And it's very interesting to see what this does, but has passed from death into life.
而且很有趣的是已经出死入生了。
This is the result of having Christ as our Savior.
有基督成为我们的救主所产生的这个效果。
The word passed basically means a change of place.
这个已经这个字眼就是说已经过去的。
Now, once we were in death,
以前我们处于死亡中。
But now through Christ, we have come out of death.
不过通过基督，我们已经出死入生了。
See, death is like a prison.
死亡就好像监牢一样。
We are trapped in it.
我们被关在里头。
That's what judgment does.
这就是受审判的意思。
But when we believe, we come out of that death.
不过当我们信的时候，我们就走出这个死亡。
And that we will find life instead.
而且会找到生命的。
We enter into a new place called life.
我们进入一个新的地方叫生命。
This is what.This is the kind of life in which the Lord gives to us when we are saved.
当我们得救，上帝就赐给我们这股生命。
You know, so it's important for us to see the Lord's first purpose when He first came, and that is to be Savior to us.
我们要来明白他第一次来的目的是成为我们的救主的。
So in verse 25, it says, Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
在25节里说到，我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
And the phrase now is talks about the present time.
这个现在这个字眼就谈现今。
It's a reference to those who are spiritually dead.
它指的是那些在属灵里已经死亡的人。
And if we hear the voice of the Lord calling out to you,
如果我们听到上帝的话呼召我们的时候，
And if we were to respond,
如果我们做出回应的话，
And believe,
相信的话。
We will live.
我们会得永生。
Christ will give us that life as Savior.
基督成为我们救主，赐给我们这个生命。
Now, let's talk about the second purpose in which Christ came to this earth.
让我们来谈谈，基督来到这个世上的第二个使命吧。
Christ presents himself as Savior.
基督体现是我们的救主。
But will everybody listen to that voice?
不过每个人会听他的话吗
？Unfortunately, no.
很不幸的，不是每个人都听的。
And if we were to reject the Lord,
如果我们拒绝上帝的话
，then the Lord will fulfill His second purpose, which is to come as judge.
那上帝就会完成他第二个使命，就是审判官。
In verse 28, it says, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming." In which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, and those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation.
第二二十八节说到，你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的，都要听见他的声音，就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
This is a reference to the second coming of Christ.
这指的是基督的第二次到来。
And he will bring about final judgment upon the world.
他会审判这个世界的。
And all who have done good in the eyes of the Lord, they will have the resurrection of life.
那些在上帝眼里行善的将会复活。
But those who have done evil according to the Lord's judgment, they will have to face the resurrection of condemnation.
那些在上帝审判中认为作恶的将会复活定罪。
That is something for us to truly appreciate what the Lord came to do.
这是我们要来珍惜他来世上所做的事。
God gave the authority for him to judge all men.
上帝给了他这个权威审判世人。
Look at verse 22. It says, For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son.
我们在22节里看到，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交给子。
And we know that Christ's judgment is one that is truly righteous in all its ways.
我们知道基督的审判是正直的。
You know, when we consider man's kind of judgment today, it is very limited.
当我们看到人的审判，它是有极限的。
And it is in contrast very different from the kind of judgment in which the Lord will bring.
跟上帝的审判对照很明显。
You know, when I was young, I used to watch a show that my grandma would always watch.
在我小时候的时候，我看奶奶时常看的那个电视。
It's called 包青天。
那是包青天。
It was a Chinese serial about this judge called 包青天, a legend.
那是这个电视连续剧了，关于包青天。
And his face is all black.
他的脸是黑色的。
And I was, you know, every time the music comes on, okay, it's 包青天 time.
每到听到那个音乐的时候，我就知道。
And he's always seeking to uphold justice.
他总是扶持正义。
And people who have been unfairly treated by officials or nobles, they will come to him for help.
那些被贪官或者王室欺负的都来伸冤。
And he will always bring about justice against those who been unjust, wicked, and all their ways.
他给那些恶人啊，给他们带来正义。
And that's how we would appreciate justice in the eyes of men.
在我们的人的眼中，这就是正义了。
But there's a big difference between 包青天 and Christ.
不过拿包青天跟基督来比，比不上。
See, man's way of justice is always to condemn.
因为人的审判就是定罪的。
When we look at Christ, he always seeks nonetheless to give life.
不过基督却要赐给我们生命。
And this is how we want to appreciate Christ.
这就是我们要来珍惜基督呢。
He is not one that seeks really to judge.
他不是一心的要审判我们。
He seeks to save.
他是要拯救我们的。
But to those who would reject him, he would seek to judge.
不过那些拒绝他的，他就审判他们。
Look at verse 21.It says, For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will.
我们来看二十一节吧。父怎么样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
As much as we appreciate the two purposes in which the Lord came, we want to appreciate the promise of life that we are all meant to have.
虽然我们认识到基督的两个目的，不过我们要来珍惜永生的。
And as much as God has entrusted that authority to give life to men,
上帝把这个赐给人生命的权利，
He seeks to do it according to God's will.
他照着上帝的旨意行的。
And He seeks to give it graciously and wonderfully.
他很慈悲的，美好的赐给你。
You know, when I was studying this, I was reminded of an incident in which the Lord Jesus met with this lady, a woman who was caught in adultery.
当我读这段经文的时候，我联想到主耶稣基督跟这个婚外情的妇人的一段说话。
And the religious leaders, they took her to Jesus.And according to the law of Moses, she was to be stoned, to be condemned.
这个周围的人都想要用石头丢这个妇人的。
You know, that's man's way of justice.
这是人所行的审判。
Much of it is really to condemn.
很多时候是要定罪的。
But how Jesus responded truly moved my heart always.
不过耶稣的回应感动了我的心。
Because he told accusers, whoever is without sin, you cast the first stone.
他对那些指责的人说，如果你本身没罪的话，就丢石头吧。
You know, oftentimes man is always quick to judge people.
我们人呢，很容易就为别人定罪。
But what about ourselves?
我们本身呢？
What about our own sins?
我们自己本身的罪呢？
You know, the accusers, they were stunned by what the Lord said to them.
这些指责者对耶稣所说的话惊讶了。
They realized that they too were not without sin.
他们领悟到他们自己是也有罪的。
And one by one, they left.
一个接一个他们离开了。
And the Lord Jesus asked this woman,
主耶稣问了这个妇人，
Where are your accusers?
你指责你的人在哪里了？
Is there anyone who condemns you?
还有人定你的罪吗？
And she said no.
她说没有了。
And the Lord said to this woman, Neither do I condemn you.
主耶稣告诉这个妇人，同样的，我也不定你的罪。
Go and sin no more.
你走吧，不再犯罪了。
What a wonderful and merciful judge Christ is.
多么一位美好慈悲的审判官。
He came to save.
他来是救人。
You know, when we look at judgment, there is a way out.
当我们看到定罪的时候，有一个出口的。
And it's through Christ.
那是通过基督的。
And even as we look at life and death,
当我们看死亡跟生命的时候，
You know, all of us would ultimately have to make a choice.
我们每个人最终要做一个决定。
Do we want to see life?
我们要看到生命吗？
Or do we want to see death?
或者我们要看到死亡？
Truly, this choice is a matter of life and death.
的确，这个选择关于生跟死。
If we were to receive Christ, then there will be the life.
如果我们接受基督，我们会得到生命。
But if we choose to reject,
如果我们选择拒绝的话，
then there is, unfortunately, judgment and death.
那很不幸的，将会有审判死亡的。
So if we hear the voice of the Lord,
如果我们听到上帝的话的话，
let's respond by choosing Christ.
我们应该回应选择基督。
And there will come truly life.
那才会真正的得到生命。
Life as the Lord has promised.
就如上帝所应许的生命。
You know, every anniversary, I always remember the day in which my parents-in-law chose life.
每次
庆祝建堂周年纪念的时候，我就会想到我的岳父岳母，受救。
It was in a hospital. My mother-in-law suffered a stroke.
当时在医院里，我的岳母中了风。
And for days and days.
好多天。
They were in hospital.
他们在医院里。
But you know, people from Bethany, from pastor to different brethren who came to visit.
伯大尼堂的兄弟姐妹们还有牧师们去探望了。
And my parents-in-law, they were really touched.
我的岳父岳母都很感动。
And I told my father-in-law as we were standing outside in the corridor.
我们站在外面走廊的时候，我告诉我的岳父。
Won't you consider coming to church and to consider Christ?
你不如考虑来教堂，考虑接受基督了。
My father-in-law told me, Mark, you don't worry.
我的岳父告诉我 ，Mark， 你别担心。
My mom is better. We will come to church.
当母亲身体更好，我们会来教堂。
2 months later, they appeared in front of church without telling us.
两个月后，他们没告诉我们，就自己来到教堂了。
As you can see, the rest is history.
往后都是成为历史了。
And you know, every time when I see them in church, I'm just so joyful to see the Lord changing their lives and how they've chosen Christ in their life.
每当我在教堂里看到他们的时候，心里都有那份的感动。耶稣改变了他们的一生。
Well, this evening, may we all choose life.
今天傍晚我们就选择耶稣基督内的生命吧。
Well, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告吧。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we pray and thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们恩慈的上帝，我们为耶稣而感谢您。 他降世的使命是成为救主。
But yet at the same time, we appreciate the promise of life that He has given to us.
不过我们也珍惜他给我们生命的这个应许。
We pray, Lord, that you will help us to learn what it means to choose life.
我们祈求你帮助我们认识选择生命。
We pray that you will prepare our hearts even as we come to the Lord's table.
也当我们来到圣桌。前的时候，你准备我们的心吗？
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.